Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
It's a new week of the Cliffo and Kate podcast. These weeks are going to be weird, man. There's some short weeks, some long weeks. Like it's doing my head in all these public holidays.
Yeah, Kate. We've come off the back of a short week, but it is Monday, which means it is Who Am I NQ, where producer, she's not a professor, asks things about North Queensland. Bring it on.
Producer Beck, not Professor
Lambo.
Also, look, on the serious side of things, Kate does open up with these domestic violence rallies happening all over Australia. You open up about your brush with DV, and it's some really personal stuff, and I really recommend everyone hangs around. So good job, Kate.
Thanks, Cliffo.
And hang about. It's coming up on the Cliffo and Kate podcast. 133353 right now. What do we say?
Tiny but mighty pain.
Tiny
so just
mighty.
Little things that you do that seem sort of mediocre, but they cause you a lot of pain. Mine was that little bit between your fingernail and your skin that you sort of peel when it comes a bit unstuck. That really, really stings. Gosh,
oh my,
it stings.
That is such a bad sting. So mine, this is how it all started, was I was licking the top of my Mother's Day card from my mum that we're posting. I had to drop it off today. I'm licking the top of it, and as I'm licking the sticky glue bit, the paper cuts my top lip, completely spreads it like bloody open and all that. And these injuries, you know, they're worse on men than women. So I went straight to my wife for sympathy. I got none.
Mate, you got the cowboys and footy players dealing
with
like ACL injuries, strained calves. Yeah. We're dealing with paper cuts and sore cuticles.
Paper cut. 133353. Buckle's given us a call. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
So add to the list, what is it the thing that you regularly do that's tiny but mighty? Like it's that little thing that really hurts.
To pluck the last eyebrow hair out that stands up.
You mean those little ones that sort of don't sit with your eyebrows? They sort of like a bit askew and they're a bit rogue?
Exactly. And they stand up. Do you see it in your vision and you just pluck it out?
Yes.
Oh, it hurts.
I reckon, guys, only probably, Buckle, in the last 12 months have I become a plucker.
Really?
Because in the last 12 months I've started to form that monobrow thing where they both sort of join up. So I'm just a plucker.
Oh, so you're a plucker.
I'm a plucker from way back.
He's a recent plucker. He's recent.
Is that like a hey, it's Saturday plucker?
I'm plucking up.
Cliffo, there's been a lot of people that have been protesting around Australia. It's men and women, tens of thousands of people gathering in a lot of our cities and towns, rallying against gender-based violence. If you've been on the news, it's really hard to escape that the number of deaths now stand at 27 women have died at the alleged hands of men who have been involved
this year. Wow. We're a third of the way through the year.
It's a really scary thought, and it's a crappy thing that is happening in Australia and in our society at the moment. And it kind of got me thinking, again, like what the solution is. I'm not a politician. I don't know in terms of legislation what needs to be done at a state or a local or a government level. I'm guessing there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. But for me, I think, and look, that might take months to actually come across all of those sorts of legislative changes. But I think for me, what needs to start happening is there needs to be more conversations at a grassroots level. There needs to be more conversations, especially amongst men in our communities, because domestic violence it's such a real thing that happens in our country. And I'm going to share with you a little bit of a personal story. I was a victim of domestic violence in a relationship in my early 20s. And this is something that I can talk about now because it happened 20 years ago, and it is a horrifying place to be, Cliffo, an absolutely horrifying place. And if it wasn't for someone walking into a room at the time where this man was being abusive to me, I don't know how that would have ended, Cliffo. I got out alive. I'm here to tell the story, but domestic violence should not be tolerated in this country because it's an absolute stain. It's an absolute stain on our country at the moment. It's a disgrace.
How does, like, 20 years on, and now you've got the love of a good man, you know, Matt, the love of your
life
and two
man.
Great kids and stuff. Mm. Does that experience still weigh on your mind when you hear these new news headlines? And it's because I said to you this morning, I said, well, there's one a week in Australia. One man a week in Australia kills a current or former partner. And you said, well, no, it's actually much higher than that.
It is. I think it was like every 4 days or something like that. Someone's dying at
the
hand.
So when these headlines come across, do you get taken back there, or are you able to compartmentalize that, or like what's your relationship, I guess, with that situation?
Look, I've had some time with it, so I can sort of think about that and I can talk about it and not cry. But when I think about that, like I'm a strong girl, you know, I'd like to think I'm a pretty, you know, opinionated sort of, you know, stronger. And this kind of stuff can happen to anyone. And I've had some conversations with some of my girlfriends and they have been the victims of domestic violence. And so I was lucky to get out of it with some battered bruises, you know, and I got out of that relationship. But it's such a thing that's not talked about. I feel like the guy that I'm talking about, his father was abusive. So I feel like there's this generational thing that continues to happen. And I think there's got to be, you know, 99% of men in this country are great men, but
this is not an attacking men
issue. No, God no.
This is not.
All of the good men in the world need to stand up or sit down and have these conversations with men around us to go, hey, let's talk about this. It's not okay to hit women, to kill women, to do all of this sort of stuff. We need to start having these conversations so that that 1% of men that think it's okay to do those things suddenly, you know, kind of having these conversations, like these peer conversations with men. We need to have more of these conversations.
It's so true. This is not an attacking men thing,
no.
But the stats are there and something does have to happen, Kate. And I think if there's going to be change, we have to stop seeing it as attacking men and we have to stop seeing it as like this is a women's issue or whatever. We've like us men, I have a mother, I have a wife, I have a daughter. Like the last thing we want is for any of the women in our life to be going through something like this. So the conversation has to start and involve men. And I'm sad to say, but when I look at these rallies and stuff like that, I see a lot of women. And I just think it's an area where us men can really step up to the plate more. And I'm guilty. I could talk about it more with my mates.
Yeah, I think, look, us women have been talking about it for a long time because, sure, it's not just domestic violence, but it's how we feel. Like, I leave my house at 4:45 every single morning when it's dark. Like, I'm super and uber aware that when I leave the house that it's dark and I can't see a whole lot of things around me. I'm guessing that you don't feel that, Cliff. Are you don't sort of concerned about, gee, I need to sort of keep my wares about me? I do. I walk out the house, I look left, I look right, I have a little look around, make sure the coast is a bit clear, and I get in my car and I lock the doors.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to feel like that. It sucks that we have to feel like that. And as I said, the legislative changes that need to happen, I don't know what that looks like. I'm not involved in that world, but I think it needs to start with conversations.
Couldn't agree more. Look, it's a hectic conversation. And if it ever does get too much, even just Kate sharing her personal experience could be a trigger for some people this morning. Lifeline is always available. We always support them and encourage people struggling to call them anytime on 13 11 14.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Pressure test, we do it weekday mornings after 8. It's worth $1,000. Kate Jamal.
Yes, the question, what kind of sport is the Tour de France?
Cycling.
Correct.
Yeah.
Cycling.
Man, those cyclists are big carbs.
Men in Lycra.
Men in Lycra.
Hailing around in France.
Kate's favourite thing, France and men in Lycra. Tour de France is cycling. Remember that. Your free answer for tomorrow's pressure test.
Who are you people?
Cliff Owen Cates. Who am I? North Queensland.
Yippee!
This is where producer Beck Lambo Lambert comes in and tests our brains on a Monday.
Isn't she smug?
Why is she on a Monday?
She skulks in here.
With all of her questions.
Yeah. She's like holding them tight.
Happy Monday.
Like they're like she's a villain in a Bond movie with a crystal or something. She's like, I've got them. They're ready to go.
Oh, that's really dumb it down for you, Terry, to make a bit.
Yes.
You have. I think there was a time there where you literally had to make up the next clues because you ran out of them.
Yeah, I try and have at least like 3 or 4 and I'm like, surely they'll have it by then. But there's been a couple of times where I've had to really think quickly on the spot. How simple can I make this?
Well, Kate's done a pre-game wee, so she's ready to go.
She's ready.
This is where, so it's Who Am I, North Queensland. It could be a person, a place, a thing, whatever in North Queensland. Good old Who Am I?
Yep.
Are we buzzing with our names when we're ready?
Well, if you are ready, I will kick off the first clue.
Please.
I was named after a pioneer sugar planter on the Herbert River. Since 1864, I've been the heart of the local sugar industry. Often referred to as Little Italy,
Kate.
Kate?
Come on, am I the sugar mill in the Burdekin as you come over the bridge?
No. No. I'll just... I'll finish the other half of that clue. Kate had a bit of an early buzz there.
Yeah.
Unless you want to
guess. No, by all means.
I'm taking my sweet time.
Yeah, please.
Often referred to as Little Italy, I'm home to Australia's largest single drop waterfall.
Cliffo. Am I just Ingham?
You are just Ingham.
I'm Ingham.
Oh, nice.
Not just Ingham. There's no judging.
We love Ingham.
And we love pasta. Yes.
Oh, pizza, pasta.
I haven't been to the Italian Fest in probably 3 or 4 years.
So that's
something. Going. Yeah, Tito Wetlands. Worth a look.
Okay, next one. I help support the local Townsville community via Rotary Clubs. I'm a fun night out for local families with food, shopping, stalls.
Kate.
Okay.
Oh.
Am I the Strand Night Markets?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You are?
Yeah, baby.
We're doing well.
Even Stevens.
Yeah. Okay.
Eat that, Lambo.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay. Extra clues? We don't need them.
That's right.
Opened in 2011, I'm operated by the Townsville City Council. I feature an international standard wooden...
Kate. I jumped in early there. I could be. Nah, I think it's wrong. I'm going to say Reed Park.
No, it's not. Sorry.
Year 2011. Wow. That used to be about right. I wonder how it's really
you got. I don't know. You said there, something wooden, and as soon as I chimed in when you said wooden, I was like, nah, it's not that.
Okay. I feature an international standard wooden sports floor and host local community events, expos, and sporting events.
Cliffo. The stadium formerly called Townsville RSL Stadium. I think they just call it Townsville Stadium.
No? Is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that like the Murray Sporting Complex?
Yeah.
That stadium?
Yeah, the newer one. Yeah. I get really confused when events are at the Townsville Stadium.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, which one?
You Google Townsville Stadium and the Queensland Country Bank comes up. So
it's the basketball stadium.
Yeah,
it is. They used to have a gym at it.
They had the fitness expo there every year as well.
Yeah, I know that. I'm all about the fitness expo. I have developed across... Anzac Day and then Friday and the weekends, a brand new obsession. This has gone so far, you might call it my new drug of choice.
Oh.
But I, Kate, have become obsessed with pressure cleaning.
Drug of choice. I thought you'd maybe like given up the drip coffee obsession and maybe taken to something else, but pressure cleaning. Okay.
I'm just going to, this is pretty bad for radio because it's so visual, but I'm going to show you a quick video. And for everyone else, I'm going to whack this up on the Instagram page
So
you can find us Triple M Townsville. But this is the I guess you'd call it the stenciled concrete at the back of our house around the pool. Like,
oh, it's very cathartic, isn't it?
What I'm showing you right now, like the tiles at the back are going from like a dark shade of navy blue, nearly black, to bright orange.
To like a nice terracotta sort of colour.
Yeah. The change is unbelievable.
It's quite cathartic, isn't it, to see that sort of result. You get a result really, really quickly when you're doing the pressure cleaning.
Yeah,
so are you just pressure cleaning everything in your house?
Everything. I think because we've been in there for about 2 years. And then it's been a pretty wet season.
It has, but very moist.
Yeah, a lot of humidity in the air and stuff like that. So I guess a lot of that moisture has kind of hung around and turned to like the pavers at the side of our house where the clothesline is. They were just like this black, almost like you'd walk out in the morning, almost slip, like almost like a mossy, moldy.
Yeah, right.
So I started by doing that, but then I started around the pool area and it's just like that. Like once you do one more thing, you find another thing and another thing. So I literally have spent a couple of hours Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon and yesterday afternoon.
You're on a mission, aren't you?
Like to the point where I went to bed last night and my right hand was still kind of, because when you use the pressure cleaner, it kind of vibrates.
Yeah, right.
So all last night I'm in bed and my hand is kind of
shaking.
My wife thought I was trying to initiate something under the covers. No, I've just been pressure cleaning, love. It's Triple M Breakfast.